sand all around. And man, I'm in it. Please help me up, Lord, 'cause I'm going down. Now won't you tell me if you can, 'cause life's so hard to understand. Why's the rich man busy dancing?
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House and the Kremlin agreeing to talks between President Trump and President Putin. President Trump wants Ukrainian President Zelensky to also be there, but Russia seems unlikely to agree to that. The United States now officially leveling higher taxes on imports from dozens of countries. Just after midnight, goods on more than 60 countries will face tariffs of 10% or higher. Big problems at a big airline.
One of the largest airlines in the world grinding to a halt last night. Just after 6 p.m., a system at United Airlines that calculates weight and balance and tracks flight times went offline, triggering ground stops from Newark and Denver to Houston and Chicago. Passengers stuck on planes for hours, more than 1,000 flights delayed, dozens canceled.
ABC's Lana Moise, things getting back to normal a bit this morning. Still no motive in the shooting of five soldiers at Fort Stewart, Georgia. The accused shooter, Sergeant Cornelius Radford, is under arrest. All five soldiers shot are expected to live. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/offer and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/offer to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mixed. September and October both up 8. September at 1845, October 1853. November milk down 1 to 1847, December steady at 1833. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets yesterday,
Barrels were steady at 179. 40-pound blocks down a quarter to 180. No trades on the day. Cash butter down one to 243. Five trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 128. No trades. Dry whey steady at 56. No trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher as the traders continue to find that support in the market's fundamentals. Now, the market is uncertain whether feedlot managers will be able to convince the Fed cash cattle markets to move higher again this week. But really, the packers are in a position where they're going to have to pay higher prices. That's really leading to higher live and feeder cattle markets. Box beef prices also were mostly higher. Hog markets mostly lower as resistance pressure took a hold of the lean hog complex. The market was bowled, aggressively blowing by the previous resistance at 91 in the spot contract, but the traders weren't as confident yesterday, and again, they took some profits. August live cattle up 202 to 236.30. August feeder cattle up 397 to 345.02. October hogs down 82 cents to 91.97. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans mostly lower. The positive weather and the expectations that USDA will raise corn and soybean yields in next week's August crop report pressured corn and beans on the day. Wheat markets, though, they were mostly higher. Some short cover helping to support the markets and some higher outside markets as well. New crop corn down 3/4 to 401 and a quarter. New crop beans down 6 1/4 to 984 and a half. September wheat up 1/4 to 508 and a half. Minneapolis wheat September down 1 1/2 to 568 and 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
The drive-thru window is now open at J.M. Watkins Meats, serving hot coffee Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7:30 to 2. J.M. Watkins Meats has an online store where you can order all of your favorite cuts of beef, pork, and lamb from local farmers for that Labor Day holiday get-together. Order for in-store pickup or order in advance and pick up at the drive-thru. Visit jmwatkinsmeats.com or visit them in person, 3 miles west of Plum City on Highway 10.
Local markets from Wednesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 343, new crop 341, cash beans 880, new crop 890. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 351 and 3/4, September 347 and 3/4, new crop 351 and 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 355, new crop 351. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 349, new crop 351, cash and new crop beans 914. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 350, new crop 351, cash beans 882, new crop 899. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 356, September 349, new crop 353. Cash beans at 920, September at 9 even, new crop also at 9 even. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 342, September 341, new crop 348, cash beans 918, September and new crop also at 918. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 229 to 246, Holstein fed cattle 192 to 220, market cows 112 to 165, bulls 155 to 215, calves 410 to 1500, beef steers 232 to 590, Holstein steers 272 to 465. Sheep markets, light lambs 315 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 150 and down, rams 222 and down, goats, does 245 and down, bucks 325 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 175 to 245, fed lambs 215 to 220, and ewes 85 to 107.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of storms today. We'll see a high near 83 degrees. Otherwise, partly sunny and calm winds. For tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of a storm. Lows around 69. For Friday, mostly sunny and a high near 91. The heat index will push into the upper 90s. Friday night, showers and storms, 72. Saturday, storms and 86.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hickory twig.
that bottle, I'll have me a swig. I ain't got a lot, but I think I got it made in the shade. I'm just laid up here in a country state of mind, catching these fish like they're going out of style, drinking this homemade wine. Hey, if the sun don't come up tomorrow, people, I have had a good time. I'm just laid up here in a country state of mind. I bet the old man's in the kitchen, he's got my kind of music on his radio. I'm drinking his beer and dialing up request lines. Mama and old Aunt Joan probably in the dining room trying to use the phone. Me, I'm thinking about that girl and later tonight. Oh yeah. I'm just laid up here in a country. Laid up here in a country state of mind. You know the rednecks and the preppies, they're in their discos and honky tonks, somewhere between raising hell and amazing. Gotta get out and kick up your heels. And ain't it great to be living in the USA? Me, I'm laid up here in a country state of mind, catching these fish like they're going out of style, drinking this a homemade.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
And they keep me from
defeated when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. These rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show only the beauty, 'cause they hide all the truth. So I'll just keep on hoping, believing that maybe by counting the many times I've tried, you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses aside.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Connolly, rose-colored glasses here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 60s across the region this morning. Could even see some scattered showers and storms in some parts of the region this morning. Looks like we're going to see temperatures in the mid-80s. It's going to warm up tomorrow, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast. Also, next hour, we'll be talking with Troy Scott. He's with the UW Extension Service. We're going to be talking about that wooded parcel on your land, how you can maybe make some money off of that. We're going to talk with Troy coming up with that in our Newsmaker segment next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Well, you've heard about remote working. What about remote ranching? Well, it is a real thing in U.S. agriculture. We'll explain coming up.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Remote ranching is a new and growing thing in rural America. Dr. Maria Silverina, Director of Research at the Noble Research Institute, talks about ranching via technology.
Virtual fencing is one of the tools that you can use to manipulate your cow herd from your computer, basically. So it allows you to graze where and when you want to, and reduce labor cost, reduces the cost associated with a traditional fence. It makes it much easier to change the animals, rotate the animals. So the study that I present today was comparing rotational system versus a continuous stocking system. So yeah, we did all the manipulation, animal manipulation from the computer. So that was easy.
Silveria says the technology worked better than she thought it would.
To me, one of the biggest surprises, first, I wasn't very positive the technology was actually going to work. And I was expecting to encounter all sorts of technical issues, animal getting stuck to plant a shrub with the collar, losing a lot of collars, the collars malfunctioning because of the harsh environment where we're testing. But it was very surprising to me to see that none of that happened.
She says that each animal is equipped with a collar.
There's a battery operated. They're GPS enabled. So install the collars on the animals. There's a training period, which is fast as well. It took us only 4 to 5 days to train the animals. So that collar, what it happens, you determine the area where you want the animals to graze. If they approach the area, they'll have a sound cue. So you tell them you're not supposed to be there. If they advance further, they'll get a shock stimulus. But fairly quickly, they learn to associate the sound with the shock. So they learn not to do that.
She says that a system like this may most likely benefit producers who want to try or are currently using rotational grazing systems. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of storms today, we'll see a high near 83 degrees, otherwise partly sunny and calm winds. For tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of a storm, lows around 69. For Friday, mostly sunny and a high near 91. The heat index will push into the upper 90s. Friday night, showers and storms, 72. Saturday, storms and 86.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tracy Lawrence, if the good die young, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s, even some scattered thunderstorms across the region this morning. We have our ag weather forecasts coming up next hour. National Corn Growers Association released some numbers from USDA showing there are 526,263 farmers in the United States growing corn. Now, NCGA long has said it represents the interests of over 300,000 corn growers, but that number published by USDA is the number of farms in the country, not the number of farmers making the decision on the farm. USDA released the numbers to NCGA in response to a special data tabulation request. Wow. So 526,263 farmers in the U.S. growing corn. Wow. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Atticus. With crop protection chemistries to protect the crops you grow, Atticus is your ally in agriculture. It's been said that bank robbers steal from banks because that's where the money is. But in 2025, there's a lot of money on the hoof in cattle pastures and feedlots, which means crooks are ramping up cattle thefts across the country. I'll have the details after this.
Whatever crop you grow, we can help you protect it. Bootstrapped and ready to serve, Atticus delivers battle-tested chemistries, AIs that you've come to trust and rely on from a manufacturer that strives to operate in a way that makes us accessible, responsive, and reliable. Our relevant portfolio is ready to protect your battlefields and livelihood. No matter the pest, weather, or politics, Atticus and your American farmer tenacity is battle-ready. Meet your ally, AtticusLLC.com.
Over the past 6 months, cattle thefts have surged nationwide, becoming a growing problem for both ranchers and law enforcement. Now, Central Texas has seen a major increase in thefts, with organized criminals targeting ranches in Falls, Robertson, and Limestone counties. These thieves typically lure cattle to the fence lines with feed. They pen them up during the day, then return at night to load those cattle onto trailers. Rancher Blair Bernard, who lost 40 head of cattle last year, told local media that the thefts forced her to invest heavily in advanced security, including hidden cameras and reinforced locks. And Texas isn't alone. In Colorado, nearly 200 head of cattle disappeared from Montrose County grazing lands last fall, which resulted in an estimated loss of over $400,000. Investigators are suspecting sophisticated, organized theft rather than natural predators, highlighting the seriousness of this situation around the country. Midwestern cow-calf producers are facing similar challenges. Reports from both Kansas and Nebraska indicate thieves are increasingly targeting younger, unbranded livestock, which can be harder to trace and easier to sell. Even the Osage Nation in Oklahoma recently reported cattle thefts, with livestock being penned, abandoned, and left dehydrated when the thieves fled the scene. Experts attribute this rise in cattle theft to, no surprise, soaring cattle prices, which make livestock attractive targets for quick profits. In addition, the absence of clear identification in many states, such as branding or earmarkings, makes stolen cattle difficult to both track and recover. Technology can offer ranchers and cow-calf producers a line of defense. GPS cattle collars and ear tags enable real-time tracking or geofencing alarms, and some of them have alerts when the animals leave designated areas. Remote camera systems are another tool that has seen a dramatic decline in costs in recent years and can offer continuous surveillance. With cattle prices at record levels, many ranchers are finding it worthwhile to invest some money in that animal's security. Officials do recommend ranchers step up prevention measures immediately. Suggestions include daily head counts, securing gates and pens with robust locks, and avoiding overnight penning when possible, and of course, clearly marking cattle. Cow-calf producers are also encouraged to stay vigilant and report suspicious activity promptly to local law enforcement. I'll have more when we come back.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
As cattle prices continue to climb, the risk of theft isn't likely to come down anytime soon. Producers and law enforcement alike are urging increased awareness and proactive security measures to protect livestock and livelihoods from this troubling national trend. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Atticus. With crop protection chemistries for the crops you grow, Atticus is your ally in agriculture. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Back a few months ago, I was headlining at a great big nightclub. And he put me up a couple of days early. I came in a couple of days early, and they put me up at what they call the Star Suite. Now, here I am, headliner in one of the biggest nightclubs in the country, and I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning in this Star Suite. All by myself. Yeah, that's what I said. Aw. But I did what I've always done, man, to cheer myself up. I picked up my guitar, I sat down, I wrote me a little song. Now this is how it feels to be alone at the top of the hill and trying to figure out why.
Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. I used to have a girlfriend, but I guess she just couldn't compete with all of these love-starved women who keep clamoring at my feet. Well, I probably could find me another, but I guess they're all in awe of me. Who cares? I'd never get lonesome, 'cause I treasure my own company. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. Can't wait to look in the mirror. Can't wait to look in the mirror.
Help me out now, come on.
I get better looking each day. To know me is to what? To know me is to love me. Must be a hell of a man. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard. Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're doing what? We're doing the best that we can. I guess you could say I'm a loner, a cowboy outlaw, tough and proud. Well, I could have lots of friends if I wanted, but then I wouldn't stand out from the crowd. Some folks say that I'm egotistical. Hell, I don't even know what that means.
I guess it has something to do with the way that I fill out my skin tight blue jeans.
Whoa. Come on, where's all the kickers in here?
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble
when you're perfect in every way.
When you're perfect in every way.
Can't wait to look in the mirror.
I can't wait to look in the mirror.
Cause I get better looking.
I get better looking each day.
To know me is to what?
To know me is to love me.
Must be a hell of a man.
Must be a hell of a man.
Oh, Lord, it's hard.
Lord, it's hard to be humble.
What are we doing?
We're doing the best that we can.
One more time. What are we doing?
We're doing the best that we can.
Give yourself a hand.
Bought a ticket to Seattle, but I can't get to the plane. Every time I leave you, I keep running out of chain. My hunger for your love never gives me any slack, but if I ever
visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
There's not a heart ain't been broken or a lie that ain't been spoken. A shattered dream that brand new. But this old heart's still beating. Ain't no big deal. It's just whiskey under the bridge. Let's dance a little closer, and I'll help you get over the hurt you thought you never could forget. The bitter tears that you tasted, and all those nights you wasted. Don't look back, it's just whiskey under the bridge. Whoa, all those nights of drinking, I finally got me thinking, a heartache is just a waste of time. I've been burned, I've been cheated, but this old heart, ain't no big deal,
It's just whiskey under the bridge. So heart still beating, ain't no big deal. It's just whiskey under the bridge. Oh, it ain't no big deal. It's just whiskey under the bridge. Oh, it ain't no big deal. It's just whiskey under the bridge.
Say you're tired and alone, but it sounds like someone else is lying there. She said, don't call me no more, don't you knock on my door. It's too late now and I know you'll never change. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas, and you taught me how to say I just don't care. She said, just leave me alone and let me hang up this phone, 'cause he'll see me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more, I changed the locks on my door. It's time you understood that we are through. You're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas, and you taught me how to say I just don't care. Smiling Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas, and you taught me how to say I just don't care. Yes, you taught me how to say I just don't care.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says that a bipartisan appropriations committee bill has advanced out of the Senate. The bill for agriculture rule development in the Food and Drug Administration would provide $1.87 billion for agriculture research services at USDA. The bill would also provide $1.6 billion for the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. The bill would also include $12 million for the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative. And the bill would also include another $10 million for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network, as well as supporting a language that requests USDA coordinate with HHS to assess the feasibility of a national crisis hotline for farmers. Recent illnesses have state health officials in Florida warning about raw milk. The Florida Department of Health has issued what it calls an update on raw milk. The update comes after more than 20 people, including six children, became sick after consuming raw milk from the same farm. Several people had to be hospitalized. Raw milk, of course, is unpasteurized and can contain bacteria that can lead to different illnesses. There are consumers, however, that claim raw milk tastes better and helps with conditions like asthma and allergies. In 2023, small family farms sold $2.4 billion worth of food commodities directly to consumers, more than any other farm type, through outlets like farmers markets, farm stands, and community-supported agriculture. A small family farm is an operation with a gross cash farm income under $350,000, where most of the assets are owned by the producer, their household, or relatives. Mid-sized family farms, defined as having a gross cash farm income between $350,000 and $999,000, and non-family farms of any size reported far less in direct-to-consumer sales at $652 million and $402 million, respectively. Instead, non-family farms sold the bulk of their edible products, valued at $7.6 billion, through local or regional or intermediate markets, such as local distributors or wholesalers. Large-scale family farms with the gross cash farm income of at least $1 million use the retail markets at $2.3 billion and intermediate markets at $11.3 billion to sell locally or regionally branded foods, with smaller shares going directly to consumers. Vietnam is facing a growing outbreak of African swine fever. Swineweb.com says state media reports the number of infections has more than tripled in 2 weeks. That's triggering an urgent government intervention and raising fresh concerns about global pork supply chains. As of early August, more than 900 outbreaks were reported in Vietnam, up sharply from just over 500 in mid-July. Vietnam's Ministry of Agriculture says the number of infected pigs soared from 30,000 to more than 100,000. The quick rise in case numbers prompted Vietnam's prime minister to issue an urgent directive calling on all provinces and relevant agencies to take immediate action to contain the virus. AccuWeather long-range experts say the transition to autumn will bring cooler air and sweater weather to millions of Americans. Others, though, will deal with lingering summer heat, tropical storms, hurricane wildfires, or a smoky haze. Areas in the middle of the country, including Kansas to Wisconsin, will experience very pleasant and calm stretches of fall weather that will be perfect for all types of outdoor events, including the harvest, said long-range expert Paul Pastelak. Other areas across the eastern and western U.S. will face some stubborn summer-like heat and humidity sticking around this autumn. AccuWeather long-range experts say the warmest weather compared to the historical average will be focused on areas from California to Texas and northward to Oregon and Idaho. The colder air will first arrive and be most pronounced in North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. Flurries are also expected earlier than normal. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of storms today, we'll see a high near 83 degrees. Otherwise, partly sunny and calm winds. For tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of a storm. Lows around 69. For Friday, mostly sunny and a high near 91. The heat index will push into the upper 90s. Friday night, showers and storms, 72. Saturday, storms and 86.
It's 64 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Every time I see a woman on a billboard sign, I think about you. Stay and drink this beer, and you'll be mine. I think about you. When an actress on the movie screen plays Lolita in some old man's dream, it doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. When I see a pretty woman walking down the street, I think about you. Men look her up and down like she's some kind of tree. Oh, I think about you. She wouldn't dare talk to a stranger. Always has to be aware of the danger. Doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. When I look at this world, I think about you. And I can't help but see that every woman used to be somebody's little girl. I think about you. Every time I hear people say it's never gonna change, I think about you. Like it's some kind of joke, some kind of game. Girl, I think about you. When I see a woman on the news who didn't ask to be abandoned or abused, it doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold.
Just can't trust him, 'cause I've known the boy all